KDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's first cabinet member was sworn in this morning. Secretary of State Marco Rubio took the oath, and he was asked on ABC's Good Morning America about how the U.S. can help bring an end to the war between Russia and Ukraine, a campaign promise from the president.
The only way to solve these things, we got to get back to pragmatism, but we also got to get back to seriousness here, and that is the hard work of diplomacy. The U.S. has a role to play here. We've been supportive of Ukraine, but this conflict has to end.
The secretary said he's not commenting on domestic political issues when asked about President Trump's decision to pardon all those convicted in connection with the January 6th Capitol riot. He said some of those people had their lives destroyed. Mexico's president responding to President Trump's threatened tariffs on goods from Mexico and Canada, saying the countries have to relate as equals, not subordinates. Bitter cold racking tens of millions around the country as snow falls in parts of the South. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. It is so cold, it hurts today. We have an extreme cold warning for most of Wisconsin. Experts at the National Weather Service forecast wind chills of 35 below zero today. You can get frostbite in under 10 minutes when it's this cold. Frostbite is when skin and deeper tissues freeze. People are also at risk of hypothermia in this kind of weather. That's when our entire systems can't keep up with the cold and start to shut down if they can't get warm again. Many districts have chosen to call off school. That includes the Madison Metropolitan School District. So kids' three-day weekend has now turned into a four-day weekend. Now, at higher risk in these kinds of temperatures are kids, the elderly, and pets. So keep an extra eye on them. If you have to be outside, make it short, as short as possible. Bundle up, wear lots of layers, and cover as much skin as you possibly can. If your hands are really cold when you come inside, remember, do not start with hot water on them. If you're trying to warm them up, some warm water is the best option. Bundle up and wear lots of layers. If you have to brave the cold today, bundle up, wear tons of layers, and cover as much skin as you possibly can. And a sweet tribute to Bob Uecker this week. Here's Stuart J. Waddles.
The front row might be a good place to sit in remembrance of Bob Uecker, the iconic voice of the Milwaukee Brewers for over five decades. Marcus Theaters across Wisconsin will be showing Major League Friday. The screening pays tribute to Uecker's performance in the 1989 comedy, which also starred Charlie Sheen. A partial donation of ticket sales will go to the Milwaukee Brewers Foundation. The memorial outside the ballpark continues to grow. There's no word yet about a Uecker memorial service.
If you'd like to go, the Marcus Theater here in Madison is on the west side. It's Point Cinema on Big Sky Drive. Please stay warm and please stay safe today. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers West Coast trip continues when they play at UCLA tonight. The Badgers now ranked 18th in the nation. Marquette now 10th ranked after losing to Xavier over the weekend. They're on the road tonight against Seton Hall. NFL, the Chicago Bears have hired Ben Johnson as their new head coach. The 38-year-old Johnson has been an assistant with the Lions for the past six seasons and has served as offensive coordinator there the past three. And would the Packers trade for a veteran player on the backside of his career to help out with their pass rush? Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
I don't particularly want to see somebody on the backside of their career. I don't think that's something I'd be particularly interested in. I mean, how old was Reggie White when Ron signed him? I mean, he was in his 30s, I believe, you know, but he wasn't on the backside of his career by any means, you know. So I think it just depends on the player and what you think he has in front of him.
Reggie White was 32 when they signed him. The Raiders' Max Crosby is 27. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is bitterly cold again this morning, but we are going to eventually warm things up. We'll hang right around or a little below zero here most of the day today with sunshine. Tonight, some light snow after midnight, but temperatures will climb tomorrow, off and on light snow showers with a high of 24. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 11 below.
Still putting off that deep clean? Let HS Pristine Clean take it off your to-do list. With over 20 years of meticulous cleaning experience, they make your home sparkle without the hassle. Call 920-932-0000 today. Why wait?
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jack Smith's report. Maggie, prosecutors considered charging Trump with inciting insurrection, but didn't.
There's an old saying, if you shoot at the king, don't miss. If it's someone who's really powerful or really rich, I gotta be absolutely certain I can prove every charge beyond a reasonable doubt. When it's people that don't have means, then it's I'll throw every conceivable charge at you.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Our friend Luke Mathers is in with another edition of What's Grinding His Gears, and we'll take a look at what's worse, grocery or clothes shopping. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I have a lot of mutual friends and a lot of folks that don't know what the hell's happened either, and a lot of folks that are part of that train. And that's a hell of a train to be on. And you watch that space. Watch it. Watch what gets carved out in these reforms. Watch who gets what. This is the making of the next level of American oligarchy. American oligarchy. If one of them suggests we don't have it already, this will take it to a whole nother level. Watch this space. So I'm focused on the recovery. I'm focusing on lifting up the hearts and minds of this community. This morning they said, we feel helpless, Governor, but we're not hopeless. That's the spirit which I'd rather focus my attention.
Thank you, Governor Newsom. Welcome to Trump Central here on the Stephanie Miller Show. To the not bend the knee channel. The right. What? Do not obey in advance Central with alpha liberals like this guy. Oh, yeah. We need alpha liberals more than ever right now here at Trump Central. Good morning, Cliff Schechter.
Good morning. Can you play the 14 versions of Ave Maria now so I can sway back and forth for the rest of the show? Or no, you don't have that.
Don't have it.
Okay. Just sure.
At top of everything else, he is the weirdest dancer ever. Oh, my God. And the dance with Melania, you can tell how much she hates him. It's just
I was trying to pull
she
it
wore
off
the
there,
Al Capone people. Hat so she wouldn't have to kiss him. It's just the weird they're not even like they're just like aliens. Baron, all of them look like aliens that have come down to yes. Hi.
It's like they opened the trash heap, literally just opened it and everything spilled out. And like they're all weird in different ways. They're all just kind of kooky in different I mean, not all in different ways. There's some themes, but it's like all of the people you avoided in high school.
Yes, basically. I was going to say good morning, or if it's Ilan is listening, Zeke Heil. I mean, yeah.
That's right.
That's like just normal.
I mean,
now.
That's where we are. You just can openly, I guess we're now at yeah. The boiling frog phase of openly saluting Hitler.
Yeah, so, yeah. There you go. By the way, speaking of the family, this is why we need you desperately now, Cliff, because we cannot normalize any of this. Everything we saw yesterday is bad. I mean, probably even worse than a lot of us even thought. But Ronald Filipowski said legacy media outlets ignoring the Trump-Melania crypto scams, which at any other time with any other incoming administration would be one of the biggest scandals in political history, shows how lost and unprepared they are for what's about to happen. They are covering this like a reality show.
Yes, sir.
I mean, they have already grifted how many billions, right?
Like, I just don't say this. I mean, watching that thing too, watching the Sieg Heil and the media cover that is like, he was enthusiastic. That's what the Washington Post.
Oh, he was giving his heart. He was just offering his heart. That's what it was.
That's it.
Sure. Well, Jeff Bezos, who I believe is Jewish, if he enthusiastically knocks on your door one day or kicks it in, you'll know where it came from, the enthusiasm. You know, I honestly think we say it enough, we say it a lot, but I say this more sort of seriously and desperately than ever, which is we must replace them. Like, everybody out there watching, you must watch Stephanie Miller. You must watch.
The Checker. No,
seriously, you have to listen to Bob Seska. I'm going to make a plea for me. Watch my show. Listen to what I do. John Fugel saying Hal Sparks. You know, I mean, the sexy liberal universe is a great place to start and expand beyond that. Yeah. But you just, I mean, to see both of those things, this crypto scam was utterly ridiculous. It was the biggest, yes. Maybe the biggest money laundering scam out in the open in U.S. history.
Cliff, the post I read that resonated most with me today is someone said Germans gave up on the truth, too. The minute we give up on the truth, and all the people you mentioned are the truth tellers, and we're going to need them more desperately than ever because we cannot just give up and go, oh, okay, those aren't violent felons that tried to overthrow the government, and oh, okay, 2020 was rigged, right? Yes.
Right. Chris. I just wrote a piece on the January 16th. I mean, there's two things going on. I mean, January 6th thing. I mean, it's really simple, right? Is he spent 4 years while Merrick Garland twiddled his toes, you know, lying and redefining the truth of what happened that day. Oh, they created a version of the national anthem and they were hostages. I mean, how dare he honestly use that word?
Yes.
And now he's completed it.
Yeah.
Because by what he's done by pardoning them all is that no crime took place.
Yeah.
It never happened. He's retconned to the whole thing. And don't think that the Proud Boy Oath Keeper elements of that won't remember that if he needs a militia to raise against certain of his enemies.
Yeah, what is Merrick Garland thinking yesterday?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, and of course, J.D. Vance, Pam Bondi on tape going, oh, well, of course not the violent ones. And you're going to tell me there's going to be any guardrail in this administration? I think Chris keeps trying to tell us something.
Just for the record, Jeff Bezos is not Jewish. He was born Jeffrey Preston Jorgensen in Albuquerque, the son of a Danish-American unicyclist.
Thank you.
I wish he'd become a Danish-American. Sorry, go ahead.
That's okay. That was a weird bunch of fun facts.
There you go.
That was like a scrapple of fun facts.
I would have liked him to have become a Danish-American unicyclist and leave us all alone.
Yeah. Sure.
I don't know why. I thought I had read somewhere he was Jewish. My mistake. Not trying to Jewify him. In fact, speaking at
Jewify.
This moment on behalf of my people.
Today's wordle is Jewify. Okay.
I don't want him to be one of us.
Okay, got it.
But yeah, I needed social media to process yesterday myself. Tristan Snell, our legal lad, said, so the first ever convicted felon president just pardoned 1,500 of his felon co-conspirators after we kept saying over and over again that maybe it wasn't a good idea to elect a felon as president and that maybe we should imprison the felon when we had the chance. Got it.
Right.
I mean, it really, even for those of us, as we always say, that marinate in this every day, Cliff, yesterday was a lot.
It was crazy. Weren't there 80 different ones? He took down the website that lets women know where they can get abortions in the United States.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, there were the pardons and commutations. There's so many of these things, I'm actually losing sight of. Oh, right. Pulled us out of the Paris Climate Accord. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you guys, but when I'm in a club with like Iran and like Sudan and, you know,
World Health Organization,
I feel pretty good about that.
Yeah.
Like, isn't China in it? Like, I think they're in it and we're not, right? Like, I mean, like the people that are still in Hungary's in it, and like all these people that are, but we're not. It's just, it was everything yesterday, but in a way it was good.
Every scam was pictured yesterday. What's the final command that you just ignore what your eyes and ears? But there's the head of head of TikTok sitting next to Tulsi Gabbard. Trump's the one that banned TikTok because of national security.
Right.
Right. I know national security obviously is an issue with TikTok. Mass disinformation from his buddy Putin on every other channel, and Elon Musk on Twitter, Mr. Sieg Heil himself. And that's give that guy defense contracts. That's no problem with the national security and Tulsi,
and
because she literally won't
point.
Be like it's, in like a conga line where they hand her the secrets and then she hands them forward to whichever
but
Russian, Chinese, Iranian.
To your point about why people like all of us in this universe are hopefully have a purpose now are so important, because that's about controlling every avenue of information, right? to amplify whatever Trump wants the truth to be, which, you know.
Right. And the mainstream media, again, not call it what it is. I hate it even when I say mainstream media. Corporate media has proven they won't do it. They don't want to do it. They're up to the task. They just want to kiss his butt and make money off of it. And so when we know this and we know where people are getting their information from, we absolutely have to boost each other. Like, this is no longer about, like, you know, who has this many followers or whatever. I know there's some people like that on all sides, the left, who, it's not time to play that game. It's time that if we don't get out there what is going on, it's not going to come from the New York Times or the Washington Post or CNN, who's moving Jim Acosta. I think they're creating a new 25th hour in the middle of the night that they can move Jim Acosta to.
Yeah, who's one of the highest rated things on CNN because Trump hates him.
Right.
I mean,
because we need to see
bending the knee.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Right. No, it's just
We need to see Jennings more than him, clearly. I mean, that schmuck obviously needs to be on our TV sets 24/7 lying about everything he said on the day of January 6th.
And Cliff, let's talk about our side a little bit, because I've read a couple of threads. As I was saying, I didn't realize I had such deep reserves of hatred, because I thought it all went to Donald Trump. But there's a lot of blame to go around for how we got to yesterday, correct? And I just, Stone Kettle said, all of you who just couldn't be arsed to show up and vote for Harris because super important moral high ground sacred principles, I don't want to hear another word from you, not one word about climate change, Gaza, Ukraine, women's rights, LGBTQ rights, civil rights, the environment, education, the poor, the hungry, the homeless, rich people, businesses paying their fair share, none of it, not a single word. I don't want to hear your half-assed social media resistance either. I mean, it's just, talk about now a warning. It's like, told you all of this was going to happen.
Did. It's just like we told them the first time in 2016, like, oh, no, you know, the Supreme Court justices will be fine. And then, of course, he put on the most right-wing nuts. And nothing's changed, luckily, due to the Supreme Court since then. We still have all the same rights. So clearly they were right and we were wrong. We're always right and they're always wrong. And if you're and Merrick Garland or anybody else at the Justice Department, if you're corporate media, if you're the people, Democrats who weren't willing to fight at times when you could have and call people in front of you, you should have. If you're, you know, if you didn't turn out to vote, there are a whole lot of people to blame for all of this, for how this guy barely won by 1.4%.
Yeah.
But in the end, like, he's there. He mandates mean nothing to these folks. Just like, I mean, if we want to go back to George W. Bush, who almost seems cuddly in comparison, you remember he barely won his second election and he treated it like it was the biggest mandate in the world. Trump's going to do all of these things, and in a way, it's better he did all that stuff yesterday. Because if people want to still hide under their rocks and pretend, oh, it's going to be okay, and he's really not going to be terrible, he reminded you on his first day how terrible he's going to be. So get in the damn fight, or otherwise.
And this whole, like, we're supposed to reach out or be civil or whatever, Claire Bear, threaded, I feel physically sick. This is no longer a question. You are not a good person if you support what's happening right now. There is no absolution for what you have done to us all. I mean,
I'll reach out. I've just got only one finger I'll reach out with, Joe Scarborough. That's how I'll reach out.
But give me your take real quick, and then we're going to break here, about information spaces. Because I was saying, whether it's TikTok, any of this, Zuckerberg, it's all about controlling every information space so the disinformation can get even worse. So this is why I'm still everywhere. I mean, I stopped tweeting yesterday because, you know, Malcolm Nance said stop, you know, I can't delete because then someone can take my name and start, you know, tweeting. But I'm everywhere. I'm on Blue Sky Threads. You know, I don't know. Is Zuckerberg better than Musk? Maybe a little bit, but still horrible.
I'm not sure anymore.
But somebody made a point. They said, you know, the internet's supposed to connect us more and get us better informed, and instead it's siloing us off from each other. And so I'm just curious your take on that.
No, it's a really hard, I've gone back and forth on the thing. I'm definitely not, you know, nearly as involved on Twitter anymore. I mean, you know, if you're on there, because you used to be able to come out here and read tweets from me, and you probably couldn't find, I put my videos up there. I live stream there still. But I may make myself, I haven't closed my account, I may make myself start tweeting there again. I've gone so back and forth on that, but you make a great point. Whether it's there or it's Threads, I hate those places, and I'm not going to hang around there and watch, you know, like the Nazi flag football get played between all the idiots there.
Well, it's like you used to. It's like you would go and kick anybody's ass, any right winger. There's like clips that you're a legend on YouTube for going on Fox, going anywhere, and just eviscerating this. And this is what I mean: is I feel like I love Blue Sky. I'm on Blue Sky, but I'm like, is that my liberal safe space now? And like, oh, I can't go in these places because and I'm like, no, I want to take the fight everywhere, and especially to people that need to hear it. Because as I keep saying, Cliff, you can't tell me that some of those Trump voters that got effed out of an inauguration that spent thousands of dollars, or all of these people that, you know, are going to find out pretty quickly how effed they are not going to come with us. Half the people that didn't vote aren't going to wake up. You know, it's not just 75 million of us, right?
No, and people make this mistake, right? And I have to admit, still, I do have a FAFO segment on my live stream, and it will be those folks that paid all that money. And while the billionaires got into the rotunda, stood out, of course, in the freezing cold. But there are people, look, there's the hardcore lunatics. You're never winning them. But people don't get that that's maybe a 35% element, you know, maybe even high 30s. There are a 10, 12% element, definitely, that voted for Trump. And that was based upon, they're not hardcore MAGA. It's disinformation. It's lack of corporate media doing anything. It's lack of the Justice Department making clear that this guy is a seditionist before this election. You know, we failed, and we lost a lot of those people because we failed. And there were other factors. I mean, overflow from COVID and what came out of that, of course, inflation. Across the Western world, every leader lost, and Kamala came within 1.4 points, which was the closest. She was up against it. There certainly were sexists and racists who didn't vote for her. So it's not like, again, there are other factors there, but it doesn't change any of the equation overall, which is he won because he won some people that we could have won, and those are the people we need to talk to, and they're out there, and we can talk to them intelligently, and it's really pretty simple. Billionaires run the Republican Party. Billionaires run this country. Billionaires make your life miserable. We have American oligarchs now. We have monopolies that overcharge you, destroy the environment, destroy workers' rights. Why don't we look at who the enemies are? And, they just happen to all control the Republican Party.
Yep, there you go. 21 minutes after the hour. Come on, that's some alpha liberalness, man.
I love
this portion of it brought to you by Cozy Earth. Listen, with climate change, you're going to need everything. I'm telling you, get the short sleeves, the long pants, the short shorts.
Uh-huh.
My Cozy Earth pajamas, man, they're ready to go no matter what. If I'm going into the middle of a snowstorm in Florida, what?
There's no climate change.
Or a wildfire and rainy season here in L.A. I'm all set.
Are you guys okay out there now?
Yeah, well, depends on which way the wind blows. It's like Republicans. It depends on which way the wind blows.
Right.
Bamboo pajama set. They must have. Soft, breathable, sleeps cooler than cotton, keeps you perfectly comfortable. A better year starts with better sleep. Wrap yourself in luxury with Cozy Earth. Make your home a
sanctuary.
Thank you. Cozy Earth sheets. I've got the comforter. I got the duvet cover. So soft. It gets softer with every wash. Those sheets, amazing. 100 night sleep trial. If you don't love them, no one ever returns them. Just saying. Okay, CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my exclusive code Stephanie for up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get a post-purchase survey, mention you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
Stephanie Miller.
Look what the homosexuals have done to me.
Well, if you can't remember the last time you slept all night or didn't feel stressed out during the day, you need to hear about CBD from CB Distillery. They've got great natural solutions for sleep and stress that people cannot stop raving about. Check out some of the 48,000 five-star reviews. The best sleep I've gotten in years. I wake up feeling refreshed and ready to go. And it's not just sleep. They have plant-based solutions for help with stress, moods, and focus, even pain after exercise. All made with high-quality, clean ingredients. I use the relief stick on my back after biking, and I love it. There's a lot of CBD out there, but I trust CB Distillery for their commitment to quality. They have over 2 million satisfied customers. They offer a 100% money-back guarantee. If you're still struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns, maybe it's time to try something different. CBD from CB Distillery. 20% discount to get you started. Visit cbdistillery.com. The code is Stephanie for 20% off. cbdistillery.com. The code is Stephanie at cbdistillery.com.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Oh my gosh, is that your new puppy?
Yes, she's so cute. But I have to work long hours now. We need to get her out for an afternoon walk.
We love Hotel K Pet Sitting for our dog walks. They're local, dependable, and totally spoil our dogs. And scheduling is so easy on their app. Plus, they send daily messages with pictures. It really gives us peace of mind while we're working all day.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. Freebellyrubs.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. New presidents often use day one executive orders to move their policy agendas forward. What are the different kinds of presidential orders? What are their limitations? And why do presidents use them? Since John F. Kennedy, presidents have averaged 269 executive orders over their terms. Since 1907, each order receives a number and all are cataloged at the National Archives. There are three different kinds of orders, according to Dr. Bert Rockman of Purdue University. Executive orders are written orders, usually on more weighty issues such as national emergencies or setting uniform policy for government action. Written presidential memoranda authorize or freeze projects, share official positions with Congress, outline treaties in international affairs, and other policy matters. Memoranda are not required to be published or public. A third type are proclamations, such as a proclamation celebrating Juneteenth. Pardons and clemency are not executive orders, but rather a separate power granted by the Constitution. Gridlock resulting from the failure of Congress to compromise on legislation often stimulates presidents to use more executive orders as presidents struggle to move their policies forward. But executive orders can also be blocked by Congress or court review, as President Trump found out in his first term Muslim ban. Find more in the history of presidential orders at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Stephanie Miller.
What? Yes. Thank you, Ronald. Post, Biden preemptively pardoned J6 police officers who were beaten and injured to protect them against retribution from the insurrection leader because they dared to testify truthfully before Congress. Trump just pardoned the thugs that beat them. You know what I never want to read again is a headline that says, Biden's last-minute family pardons draw widespread bipartisan disgust. Really? Seriously? As one correspondent said, Biden's decision to pardon his family members, driven by Donald Trump's public promise to appoint a special prosecutor to go after every member of the Biden family. Can we please, with the pearl clutching?
I honestly think that there were some other things Trump did yesterday that were more important to worry about.
Yeah. But I mean, didn't he prove Biden's point exactly? It's why you need to issue pardons, right?
Yes, a lawless, attentionless idiot who, you know, arbitrarily decides on a day that he's upset because he might see Joe Biden on TV or remember that Hunter Biden's schlong is bigger than his. I can say that, right?
Yes, schlong is fine.
I said the bad word last time I learned. And he may just get pissed off about that and decide he wants to throw Hunter Biden in prison because he knows he's got a mushroom. And Hunter Biden, something different.
They absolutely would have come after Liz Cheney, you know, to make an example of her, to go, you know, not only will you lose your seat in Congress, you'll go to jail if you oppose anything Trump is for, right?
I don't know. I would have just put Dick Cheney out in front of her house with a shotgun. He seems like he came out. handle himself pretty well. Go see if you can take down old Dick there.
Shelley says, I feel bad for all the people working on the Capitol on January 6th who just saw the mob that tried to kill them be pardoned by the guy that ordered the hit. Had Harry Dunn on panel
imagine?
Saturday night, and it is heartbreaking. I mean, all right. Cliff Schechter, you know how you fight back? You go support Cliff Schechter on YouTube.
That's right.
Our favorite alpha liberal. We love you, Cliff Schechter. See you next time.
Thank you. Love you guys, too.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Our extreme cold warning continues today through noon. The National Weather Service says we had our coldest night in nearly 3 years, with pure temperatures in the negative teens and wind chills at negative 30 and colder. Madison crews are modifying their trash pickup schedules today. They won't be using their rear loading trucks to keep staff out of the cold. For some residents, that's now a 2-day delay because Monday was a federal holiday. So if your garbage is usually picked up Monday or Tuesday, have your trash cans out there. But if they're not emptied today, just keep them out till tomorrow. And one person was taken to the hospital after a car fire in an underground Monona parking garage. It happened yesterday afternoon. Monona fire crews spent hours trying to put the fire out, but it was in such a tough spot. Eventually, they were able to get the flames to stop. Firefighters are still trying to figure out exactly what caused the fire, but they know it began with one car and ended up damaging another. One person was hurt, but they're expected to be okay. Wisconsin Democrats are rolling out their Lowering Costs, Improving Lives package of bills. Lisa Hale has the story.
Wisconsin Democrats presented the Lowering Costs, Improving Lives package of three bills last week to lower the cost of housing, groceries, and prescription drugs for Wisconsinites. One of the bills is the Healthy School Meals for All, which would provide free breakfast and lunch for all students in public schools. State Representative Ahmad Rivera-Wagner of Green Bay supports the bill and said it makes fiscal sense.
That every kid would be able to get breakfast and lunch, and that we would actually save money because the cost of administering a program and collecting fees actually cost us dollars. So
right.
It's actually government efficiency to actually provide a non-mean tested free access to meals.
Rivera Wagner made his comments on Civic Media's Rational Revolution with Mark Becker. Find it at civicmedia.us.
That's Lisa Hale, and I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Dangerously cold, with wind chills 30 to 20 below, warming up this afternoon to feeling 20 to 15 below. As temperatures climb throughout the evening and overnight, we will climb above zero by early tomorrow morning. And light snow moves in late, with less than an inch expected. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 11 below zero.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community, and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers trained to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Mike McCabe will explain why writing a book is as easy as baking a cake.
It's all in the magic of AI.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Fair housing. It's not an option. It's...
I want to thank
President Joe Biden. And then I want to offer that as an example to the incoming president of presidential leadership, a president of the United States of America, being here for the American citizen. What's not, I think, helpful or beneficial is this string of consciousness, these wild-eyed fantasies that somehow the state water project, we have reservoirs that are at or near historic highs, full, completely full, that somehow there's a magical spigot in California, Northern California, that just can be turned on and all of a sudden there'll be rain or water flowing everywhere. It's not helpful. It's damaging to the very foundation of the notion of what are facts, what are truths.
Thank you, Governor Newsom. Trump kicks off purge of Biden era staff, beginning with Mark Milley and Chef Jose Andres. Yeah, who can't agree that that guy's a bastard? What's he ever done to help anybody? Oh, yeah, he's out here feeding people in L.A. right now.
Oh, yeah,
he's lost everything. Okay. Oh, wow, wow. Olivia Troy, who MAGA has sent countless death threats, but Sexy Liberal almost killed her Saturday night. She fell off her stool. She was fine. I still think Stephen Miller tampered with that stool.
Sure.
Yeah.
He sawed off one of the...
Yeah.
He's that kind of guy.
That's what
he's
I'm saying.
He's that kind of guy.
Yeah.
But she's very petite.
She's teeny.
She didn't have far to fall.
She said, in true vindictive fashion, Trump signs executive order withdrawing from the World Health Organization. Everything he did yesterday was vindictive. All of it. Right? Let's see. Oh, Paul, Rolling Stones money. Steph, why are you complaining about not making Rolling Stones money? Since I did more shows than the Rolling Stones last year on top of a morning drive radio show where I get up at ass o'clock. Mick.
Mick needs to start a morning show.
There you go.
I heard on the show a few years ago you're sitting on a huge trust fund. Isn't that enough? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's helpful.
Okay. Oh, new fan. Who's this? Steph, I bumped into you on YouTube. That was all it took. I've subscribed. I have a keen interest in all you have to say.
Huh? That would be you a first.
Shut up.
What?
Somebody cares what I have to say. Not you two, but...
Well.
You do great work. I thank you for it. Keep being true, witty, and fun. Sincerely, Frank. You're welcome. Thank you, Frank. Thanks for... Lots of people finding us on the YouTubes. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Let's see. David, Stephanie is a fake lesbian.
Well, really? Since when?
A fake lesbian, apparently, with a trust fund.
Wow.
David says, Steph, my beautiful wife and I had the pleasure of going to New York City, Sexy Liberal. That was one of the 17 shows I did last year on top of a morning drive radio show. Mick.
And you did great. I was there for half of them.
Yes. I stayed for the so-called meet and grope. It was a great experience meeting the whole gang. When we had a chance to meet you, Stephanie, my wife offered you her perfect 32 double D boobs for the grope part of meet and grope, and you declined. What lesbian in her right mind turns those down? I think maybe RFK's brainworm got in your head some. I am a lady. I don't... I'm not going to grab some random lady's knees, for
really?
God's sakes.
You sure have before. That?
Oh, well, Karen in Chicago is not random. Okay. Brian writes, here's my love letter to you, Mama. I know now that it's because of your statuesque Brooke Shields-like beauty that I spent the 1990s confusing Kathy Griffin with News Radio's Vicki Lewis. Oh, should I tell the story again?
Sure.
I was up to play Brooke Shields' best friend with the role that Kathy Griffin got.
Right.
But the casting director said what?
You look too much like Brooke Shields.
That's right. That's right.
Right. Too much.
I'm going a different direction because I look.
No.
So not true. Even. Just they were trying to let me down easy. Just, tell her this. Okay.
Yeah, they have a book of ways to turn people down.
Give her a bone.
Yeah.
Throw her a bone. Denise in Michigan. Hello, Denise.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi. Go ahead.
You were talking about God giving you a sign or giving us a sign that Trump should not have been elected.
Yeah.
Trump gave us his own sign. He did not place his hand on the Bible.
I know. What do you think any of those fake Christians noticed that or care? He deliberately didn't. Yeah. Yeah.
I hope they did. I hope those Christians, I'm a Christian, but I didn't vote for him.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, I hope those evangelists realized he was giving them the finger.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yesterday was a big you to everybody, in That's my right. opinion, it right? Was. He saved a little for everybody, mm-hmm. right? You know, Latinos, you were taking down all the Spanish language stuff we were trying to pander to you with, yep. right? Okay. The state of Florida, because, you know, we've always been at war with East Asia. And whatever dear leader says, the state of Florida became the first U.S. state to officially refer to the Gulf of Mexico as the Gulf of America when issuing an emergency declaration ahead of a major winter event, you know, in Florida, where right. they could even get snow. Because there's no such thing as right. climate change, as we tell you from the eye of the fire hurricane still raging in Los Angeles in rainy season. Hi. Okay. Just because he says it's the Gulf of America. You can't just... Who's in charge of that, Chris? Somebody pointed that out back when he... Just watching Hillary Clinton laugh her ass off was enough for me yesterday when he said that it's officially renaming it. But somebody said they...
It's been the Gulf of Mexico since the 1600s.
Designation.
You can call it...
Half the things he did yesterday is 50 executive... There's nothing that he can do. Just like things he signed in Sharpie. He can't unilaterally rename it the Gulf of...
You can call it My Aunt Esther. It doesn't change...
Did you know what's... Chris, I'm not sure you knew this. Do you know what the Gulf of America... Pardon me. I'm so sorry. Do you know what it's made of? It's not water. It's Brondo. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh, okay. Yes, of course it is. Yeah, plants crave it.
Yeah.
That's what plants crave.
It's made of margarita mix.
Yummier.
All right. We have to look for the unintentional humor. Fox News Chiron misspells TikTok.
Yeah. Oh, this was hysterical.
TikTok shuts down in the U.S. is how they spelled it.
You can't say that, Stephanie.
You can spell it.
Well, it wasn't spelled like that. It's K-O-K. I can say that.
T-I-T-K-O-K.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. And.
Yeah, you can't.
Not together.
No.
That seems gender fluid. Isn't that illegal now?
It is illegal now. We have to call it Bruce.
Oh, boy. Seth in L.A. Hello, Seth.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, hello.
I haven't called in quite some time, so Happy New Year, despite everything. Yeah. And it was our anniversary yesterday, so that's all we focused on.
Happy anniversary. Welcome to Cheesecake Factory.
Okay. I just wanted to say, as the official homo of filth for the Stephanie Miller Show, and don't worry, Chris, you won't have to edit anything out.
Thank you.
I, too, upon learning that Jeff Bezos' dad was a unicyclist, wish that he had become a unicyclist, too, and I would have had a great suggestion for what he could do.
A Danish unicyclist.
I learned that fun fact.
It's both a pastry and a bicycle.
Yeah, I learned that fun fact like a few months ago, and I'm like,
It's like a minotaur. Half man, half whatever. Half Danish, half pastry, half bicycle. Christopher, who said, I really, truly appreciate the action President Biden has taken today on my behalf. Let me be perfectly clear. I have committed no crime, and there should be no possible grounds for any allegation or threat of criminal investigation or prosecution of me.
Oh, Bluto.
No, that would be Dr. Fauci, who has saved countless lives. He said the possibility of prosecution placed an immeasurable and intolerable distress on him and his family. Chris, who said, my family and I are deeply grateful for the president's action today after 43 years of faithful service in uniform to our nation, protecting and defending the Constitution. I do not wish to spend whatever remaining time the Lord grants me fighting those who unjustly might seek retribution for perceived slights.
Sweepy.
No, that would be General Mark Milley, who had his portrait taken down from the Pentagon because Trump is a vindictive little...
Yep.
He's a child.
Yes. It was like a day-long tantrum yesterday, wasn't it? Mark in Vegas. Hello, Mark.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Oh, good, good. You're coming in really low on my phone. I have it turned up all the way.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know, I definitely agree. Yesterday was a tragic day for the U.S. and the world in general. And it's just frustrating how dumb so many people are. But on the other side of the coin, I just wish to acknowledge that there's an awful lot of good that Elon Musk has done in the world. There would be no electric car industry. There would be no electric car industry if it were not for his
efforts. Trump's going to take care of that.
Yeah, Trump's going to get rid of that. So Elon's fine with it,
well,
apparently.
Well, he's actually, no.
You know what? I'm not in the mood for Nazi Elon Musk defenders this morning. But, you know, I'm a little tightly wound. Just going to give you a warning.
Yeah. Elon Musk wants to stay very, very close to President Cittadini, according to a new report. He is converting one such thing is converting a room near the Oval Office to a hangout space for his friends. Musk will probably be a regular in that space, so he's already scored White House office space, but that's in the Eisenhower Executive Office Building adjacent to the White House. But Musk wants an upgrade.
I think he got that upgrade this morning.
Yeah, I think he did.
Oh, he's becoming like single orange male, isn't he? It's a little creepy.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. I think the Washington Post is reporting that he got that upgrade this morning.
Oh. Fantastic.
He's got something on Donald.
Kara Swisher said, Trump is a one-ring circus. I'm not sure Musk has figured that out yet. Trump does complain a bit to people about how Musk is around a lot. Well, let's just see how this whole thing goes. I swear to God, did you see any footage of Musk? I don't know what it is. The ketamine, I don't know what it is. He is the weirdest acting human.
There was a GIF going around of him yesterday. It looked like he was going into a K-hole.
Which is what
happens when you take too much ketamine.
You go into this kind of place.
Yeah. They just look like aliens, all of them. I'm sorry, Barron Trump. He's like his father. He doesn't smile. Barron Trump. It's just weird. Melania Trump in that. I can't.
She didn't smile at all.
She never smiles.
I went with Al Capone just because they're admitting finally they're just a gangster family. They're just a mob family. But yeah, it is Hamburglar hat and very much like the Jim Carrey the Mask hat.
Yes.
Was that not the weirdest outfit ever? Okay.
I'm sure it cost a fortune, too.
Yes. That bad fashion like that doesn't come cheap.
Nope.
Okay. It's Sliver of Light time.
Okay.
Some right-wing douchebag in Oklahoma school superintendent has been relentlessly pushing culture war issues. His antics are starting to wear thin for many Oklahoma voters as student statewide test scores lag behind students in other states. Yep. Wow. I think education might be a problem in how we got here today.
Blame Reagan. You voted for him.
Here we go. Here we go.
I mean.
Yeah, well, now it's apparently, if you listen to Trump yesterday, it's going to be a golden age of America, meaning golden showers. We're going to get trickled down but with golden showers.
All of this thanks to Reagan.
With tech bro prostitute pee. What?
All of this thanks to Reagan, whom you voted for.
I was a dumb USC kid. What did I know?
Thanks,
Republican
Steph.
Family. I didn't know.
Thank you, Steph.
I have done penance, obviously. I've devoted my life to all this in my basement.
And look where it got you.
All this. Oh, well. This is my penance for what I did in 1984.
Sorry.
Oh, what a dummy. Okay. 47.
Hey, I hitched my wagon to you, so.
What does that make you? Even more pathetic than me. 47 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by TakeLean.com. Lean. I'm telling you, I'm going to give you an update every week on my nephew, Robin. He got inspired by his trip out here at Christmas, wants to get in shape. We trust Lean is the real deal. I would not give it to my family.
No.
The real deal for weight loss created by a medical doctor, and a university researcher. The clinical team behind Lean says if you only have a few pounds to lose, non-prescription Lean is not for you. See? Honesty. There you go. Honesty in advertising. Lean is for frustrated dieters who want to lose a meaningful amount of weight. But aren't into injections, which they can work but carry side effects. Shots work in part by lowering blood sugar and regulating appetite. The science behind Lean is impressive. Its natural studied ingredients target weight loss in similar ways. Helps you maintain healthy blood sugar, helps control appetite and cravings, helps burn fat by converting fat to energy. If you are ready to lose weight a smarter way, let me get you started with my personal discount. The code is Stephanie20 at TakeLean.com. Stephanie20 at TakeLean.com.
Stephanie Miller.
She's a drag, a well-known drag. You turn the sound down on her and say rude things.
Want to talk to you about my new best friend, Native Path Collagen. I'm telling you, it's the best way to get your collagen made with type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types, and they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. It's found in our cartilage, bone, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. A lot of other brands use a rainbow of fibers and fillers, but all you really need for maximum benefits are type 1 and 3. I put it in my coffee every morning. You can put it in smoothies, soups, you name it, because Native Path's recipe is the peptide formula. It's more bioavailable, meaning it is absorbed more easily in the body, and it mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 4 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, has over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. My favorite is their private Facebook community, where everyone is sharing success stories, recipes, and just being kind to one another. Get nativepath.com/Stephanie. That's getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-550-7400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now, 800-550-7400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now, 800-550-7400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Winter blues? Time for a change? Yeah, the Aaron Weber Group gets it. And they can get you moving. Whether west to Oregon or east to Brooklyn, the Aaron Weber Group has you covered. Wait a second. I don't get this. Here in Dane County, we have Oregon south of Madison, and Brooklyn is south too. Whoever wrote this has their directions messed up. But don't you worry. The Aaron Weber Group has the compass and will find you your way home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass. Go to movetomadison.com.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In the first week of the new session of the Wisconsin State Legislature, Republicans fast-tracked a measure that would put a question on the ballot in the upcoming spring election that would enshrine voter ID in the state constitution. Two things on this. First, it is telling that Republicans made this their very first order of business. Senate Democratic leader Dianne Hesselbein responded to this, saying it's not cost of living or health care or gun violence that Republicans wanted to focus on, but a constitutional amendment. Telling, isn't it? But that leads to the second piece. Republicans are clearly doing this for politically motivated reasons. By having this on the spring election ballot, they're betting it will make it more likely that people who showed up to vote for Donald Trump in November will be heading to the polls to help elect right-wing candidate Brad Schimmel to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That election is on April 1st, so buckle up.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Partners.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Okay. Good morning from the eye of the wildfires here in LA in the midst of rainy season. And it is what in Minneapolis? Everybody else enjoying their polar vortex?
-19.
Pardon me?
-19.
-19.
It's a little chilly
in Minneapolis.
cool. Little chill.
But there's a lot of reasonable buffets.
Oh, yeah.
So that makes it better.
They have big malls there.
Yeah. Snowstorm in Florida. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Hey, you know what would be a good idea? Let's get out of the Paris Climate Agreement. Oh, we did. Ah, yesterday. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, Chris, who said executive orders cannot override the Constitution? Who said that?
President Merkley Muffin.
No, that'd be a new five-day-a-weeker, Rachel Maddow. Let's hope she's right. yes, this is the Washington Post. No, I don't know how many. Was it 50? They said it might be 100 executive orders. It's okay. It's okay. They said also that would be unconstitutional trying to overturn it because it's in the, you know, the Constitution, mm-hmm. the thing they just sort of uphold.
Right.
Do you think that's why he didn't put his hand on the Bible?
I think so.
Because it's like, and I had my fingers crossed, so I'm not going to uphold the Constitution.
I think so.
I mean, I'm an atheist. I wouldn't put my hand on the Bible either.
They'll give you other things. Right. You can just swear, but.
I would put my hand on a copy of the Constitution.
There you go. That's even better.
If I were president.
Legal writer. Is there such a thing as a legal expert anymore? Who can say? He said, I do not hold the Supreme Court in high esteem, but I feel very confident it will now allow Trump to end birthright citizenship by executive order. I don't know what's going to be too crazy. Senator Ron Johnson said he was totally supportive of purchasing Greenland and suggested changing the name to Trumpland.
Oh,
God. Oh, yeah.
Which goes nicely with the Gulf of America. During a Sunday inaugural 2025 discussion of Trumponomics, the Economist presented a map of Trump. Was presented a map of Trumpland in place of Greenland. The map also featured the Gulf of America because we have always been at war with East Asia. These are your new commands, Chris. Who said?
Uh-oh.
It's disgraceful. Many are guilty of major crimes. DJT.
My Aunt Esther.
Yes, that was a good guess. No, that was Donald Trump talking about Biden slams. Trump slams Biden's disgraceful pardons. Right before he pardoned all the most, violent criminals from January 6th, yeah. including the head of the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys.
Denny Terrio is out.
Yeah.
Of jail.
Well, is there going to do a reboot of Dance Fever? Or?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, with his brother.
What? Enrique.
Enrique Terrio, yeah.
Keep an eye out for Stuart Rhodes. Okay.
He's already out, too.
Because he only has
one good eye. He shot it out himself.
Are they still writing these stories? All the sweet summer children in the polar vortex in the mainstream journalism. Okay. Allies hoping Rubio can rein in crazy Trump. Oh, yeah. There's going to be a lot of guardrails, obviously, because J.D. Vance and Pam Bondi assured us he would never pardon the violent criminals for January 6th. Marco Rubio is going to be completely toothless.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, Trump recently said President Xi of China respects me because he knows I am crazy. The columnist wrote, unfortunately, fear of the madman recedes if he does not occasionally do something truly deranged. For that reason, many expect Trump to start his administration fast, trying to unsettle his opponents, prove his America First approach has substance. This is where Rubio comes in, diplomats hope. Sure. The one guy that questioned Trump's penis size? Yeah. Yeah, he'll be really relying on him. More generally, European diplomats insist they are not clutching at straws when they say the Trump administration's policies may be more nuanced than his rhetoric.
says no.
Oh, good luck with that.
That's funny.
Sorry. Okay. So what do we? I have to root for incompetence, I guess. Mm-hmm. The GOP already feeling the clock ticking to get Trump's agenda passed. According to Politico, Republicans only barely were able to reappoint Mike Johnson with the narrowest of House majorities in modern history. And the House and Senate Republicans are bitterly dividing, facing chaos over how to use the reconciliation process. Fight, fight, fight. You're all equally awful. Not a mandate. One vote. They have a one-vote majority in the House of Representatives. So good luck, all y'alls. All right. Well, God bless the United States. Am I right, everybody?
God bless the United States.
Shut the f*** up, Donnie. We'll see you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, some communities considering getting rid of fluoride. What would this mean for you? Brought to you by Big Cavity. We'll kick it around tomorrow. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Sound inside the National Cathedral in Washington ahead of the National Prayer Service. President Trump is in attendance. It's his first full day in office. He capped his inauguration day by fulfilling a campaign promise and pardon to all people convicted in connection with the January 6th riot. He delighted those inside of a D.C. detention center who spoke with supporters by phone.
Thank you, President Trump. We're coming home. Yeah!
President's first cabinet member has been confirmed. Secretary of State Marco Rubio sworn in this morning. Areas of the Texas Gulf Coast have already seen their most snowfall in more than a century. Over 7 inches have fallen in Lafayette, Louisiana. It's part of a wider swath of winter weather that's left millions in dangerous cold. It's dangerous fire conditions continuing in Southern California. Another day of strong winds. But Mayor Karen Bass says hundreds of people have been allowed back to their homes damaged and destroyed by the fires 2 weeks ago. This is ABC News.